welcome to the Center for Early Literacy Learning's Infant Practice Guide, Infant Finger Drawing. Before your child can make a mark with a crayon or pencil, he can use his fingers to draw and paint. There are many fun activities that help your young infant learn to use his fingers to make interesting marks and scribbles. This is what the practice looks like. This type of writing happens anytime your infant runs his fingers through pudding or squeezes whipped cream between his fingers. Doing the practice. You have all sorts of materials your infant can finger paint with, located in your kitchen and around your home. Among them are dry rice, water, whipped cream, pudding, flour, and cornmeal. You can also search for infant-safe homemade finger paints or non-toxic finger paints on the web. Figure out which finger drawing materials will be most interesting to your child. The more fun and enjoyable the activity is to your child, the more he will benefit from the activity. Find a place to do finger drawing activities. Finger painting with whipped topping, pudding, or other food can be done on a clean high chair tray. Try finger painting in the bathtub just before bath time. Paint the sidewalk, deck, or other outdoor surfaces with water dripping from your child's fingers. Try filling a box with low sides with cornmeal or flour instead of sand. Show your child how to use his fingers to draw by making different types of marks and scribbles yourself. Show your baby he did well by smiling and commenting on his efforts and successes. A little praise will go a long way in keeping your child playing, so don't overdo it. Here is an example of infant finger drawing. Tommy is 1 year old. His mother has found a fun way to let her son use his fingers to make his mark. She places colorful pudding on the tray of his high chair. Tommy runs his fingers through it, making interesting marks and scribbles. Mom runs her fingers through the pudding, showing Tommy the first letter of his name. It doesn't take Tommy long to develop his own style of drawing. He loves to spread the pudding around and look at what he has created. How did Tommy's mom know the practice worked? She asked herself these questions. Is Tommy using his fingers more often to draw or mark? Does he seem pleased about or intent on trying to mark? Has he shown interest in trying to do different things with his hands and fingers? If Tommy's mom answered yes to any of these questions, she knew she had provided him with a fun and interesting literacy-rich home experience. We hope you enjoyed infant finger drawing. To find out more about this and many other cell practice guides available, visit www.earlyliteracylearning.org.